弟兄姊妹们，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴在这边能够来跟大家问安。
I'm very glad to greet you this morning.
这边的声音可不可以再大声一点？我也代表美国十一个区的教会跟弟兄姊妹来跟大家问安。
On behalf of the brothers and sisters from churches of over 11 regions, I greet you all.
美国一共有1300个华人的教会。
There are over 1300 Chinese churches in the United States.
去年我开始接美国华府总干事。
Since last year, I've been leading the CCCOWE.
Coway USA. 那我已经访问了80个教会，20个美国20州。
I have visited over 80 churches in over 20 states.
所以我常常会在外面 travel.
So I travel a lot.
那我也把所以把各个教会的问安都带到这边来。
So I bring to you the greetings of them all.
让我们华人能够连结在一起。
So that all the Chinese churches can be united.
一起来做传福音跟宣教的工作。
So that we can work together to share the gospel.
我稍微来介绍一下什么是美国华福。
First, I will introduce briefly what is Coway USA.
美国华福是王永信牧师所创立的。
Coway is founded by Reverend Thomas Wong.
王牧师前两天刚刚过世。
He just passed away 2 days ago.
所以我们在这个礼拜五会在洛杉矶有一个追思的礼拜。
So this Friday we will hold a service for him.
他是我们华人教会界宣教方面这个非常值得敬佩的牧师。
He's a great missionary.
因为华人教会界很多的宣教的组织都跟他有关系。
Because many missionary organizations, many Chinese organizations are kind of related to him.
美国华府是他创办的。
He founded Coway USA.
世界华府也是他创办的。
He also founded Coway.
然后中信季刊也是他创办的。
He also founded the journal 中信。
另外，这个划船也是他同工创办的。
He also founded
公元2000年运动也是他创办的。
He also initiated the Euro 2000。
还有 Great Commission 大使命也是他创办的。
He also founded the organization Great Commission.
他创造了非常多的，所以我们要在宣教方面，真是他是我们的一个这个先锋跟榜样。
So he's a great forerunner in the Great Mission.
他现在过世前是93岁。
So he passed away with 93 years old.
他90岁的时候还到罗姆人那个吉普赛人欧洲那里去传福音。
So when he was 90, he even went to Europe to share the gospel with a gypsy.
自老都是个宣教的一个勇士。
So he's a great warrior of God until his late
years. 所以他创立了这个美国华府跟世界华府，就召开了全世界的华人在一起，在连结在一起。
So Coway actually united all the Chinese churches around the world.
所以每五年有一次世界华人的教会领袖人来开会。
So every 5 years, Congress will be convened for the Chinese church leaders all over the world.
华府的宗旨只有16个字。
So the belief of Coway is these words.
华人教会天下一心。
Chinese churches in one accord.
广传福音直到主临。
Proclaiming the gospel until Christ's return.
这几句话简单来讲就是下面我要解释给大家。第一个就是合一的运动。
So first, it's a uniting movement.
第二个就是福音跟宣教的运动。
And secondly, it's a movement of gospel and a movement, a missionary movement.
所以简单来讲，这也就是耶稣基督所给我们的大使命。
Actually, this is the Great Commission of Jesus Christ.
你们要合而为一。
That we should be one.
而且你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
And we should go and make disciples of all nations.
所以华福其实就是拿主的大使命作为我们的使命。
So the Great Commission is the mission of Co-Way.
所以在合一的运动上，我们就做一个很简单的事情。
So what we do is pretty simple.
合一的这方面，我们做一个很简单的事情。
So it is our goal to simply unite all the churches.
就是祷告。
Which is to pray.
我们用全球祷告日来连接所有美国的教会，希望都能够在同一天一起祷告。
We unite all the churches with our global day of prayer.
好不好？你们把这个今年的五月二十号分别出来。
Let us consecrate the day May the 20th.
洛杉矶已经做了八年了。
We have been doing this in Los Angeles for 8 years.
当我接美国华府总干事以后，我就希望把它推展到全美国。
Now it is my goal to promote it all over the U.S., all over the states.
每一个城市可以聚集在一起，一起祷告。
So that every city can gather to pray.
我们洛杉矶有40-60个教会聚集，大概有1000人聚集祷告。
In Los Angeles, over 1,000 people from 40-60 churches gather together to pray.
神也听我们的祷告。
And God heard our prayer.
有洛杉矶的这个犯罪率连连下降。
Crime rates has been descending over the years.
很多的那个色情行业搬出去。
The pornography industry has moved out of Los Angeles.
洛杉矶的好莱坞拍了最近几年拍了很多好的有关于基督教的片子。
And Hollywood has made several good movies, Christian movies these years.
Son of God, Moses, I am Michael, 很多好的片子。
Yeah, there are a lot of good movies.
Heaven is for real. 这些很多都是来帮助基督徒能够来成长。
They actually assist Christians to grow in faith.
不止这样，我们祷告加州很久没有下雨了，结果这个今年下了不少雨，不过最近又开始这个火烧了哈。
We pray that the drought will be improved.
不过六年没下雨，今年是已经打破了这个记录。我们祷告主，就让雨降下来。
We pray so that it rained finally a lot after 6 years.
所以我们希望各地都能够一起来 join 这个全球祷告日。
So I hope every church in every city can join this global day.
也许我们身体会相离，但是我们心跟时间可以用在同一天。就是今年是五月二十号。
We might be separated physically, but our spirit it will be together. Let us mark the day May the 20th this year.
每年都是用圣灵降临节，就是五旬节。
Every year we mark the Pentecostal day.
而且那一天一定都是礼拜天。
It must be a Sunday.
所以我们就是用礼拜天的下午。各个教会能够聚集在一起。
So we gather together on the Sunday afternoon.
那明年是不是五月二十？可能不是五月二十，但是一定是五旬节。
Next year it might not be exactly May the 20th, but it will still be Pentecost.
你们教会要不要一起来？这个我们一起来祷告好不好？也许你们这个地方因为只有你们一个教会嘛，哈，也许你们就在教会里面祷告。
Will join us, so since this is the only Chinese church in town, so we might come to the church to pray.
也许你们就在这个聚会的地方，你们花15-20分钟，你们一起为着这世界所有的基督徒，这个一起来祷告。
Maybe you can come here, spend 15-20 minutes to pray for the Christians all over the world.
因为我们不只要为神的国度祷告。
Because we pray not only for the kingdom of God,
we also
pray for the United States.
We
have received a lot of graces from this country. America has fallen sick.
好像是我们的母亲一样。
It's a sick mother.
我们孩子们要起来，站起来。
So the children should step up.
如果不是他给我们这么许多恩惠，派出许多宣教士，我们都不会相信主的。
If it were not the United States, if it were not its supports on missionary movements, many of us might not believe in God.
但是现在整个社会道德堕落，同性恋又过了，现在大麻都合法化了。
But the ethics of this country has been growing bad. For example, the same sex marriage, the legalization of marijuana.
所以我们要起来一起来祷告。
So we should all stand up to pray.
我多花了一些时间来讲到这个全球祷告日。
I spent extra time to talk about this Global Day of Prayer.
因为我很希望我们都从祷告开始。
Because I hope we can all start from prayers.
想想看，我们那天跟耶稣基督身体的所有教会可以站在一起。
Eventually, one day, we will stand together with the entire body of Christ, all the churches.
Santa Barbara, 你们的教会你不是孤单的。
The church in Santa Barbara is not alone.
不是只有你们一间教会。
This is not the only church.
你们是耶稣基督身体的一部分。
You're part of the body of Christ.
你们可以跟神的所有的儿女们一起站立起来。
You can stand up together with all the children of God.
为你们自己的地区祷告。
Pray for your region.
为美国祷告。
Pray for the United States.
为整个宣教来祷告。
Pray for the Great Commission.
我相信神会在我们的当中做大事情。
I believe God will show His arms in our movements.
福音的行动，我们也做了很多的其他的，比如说像餐服、像校园的工作。
We also do a lot of movements like the Christian restaurant ministries and also campus evangelism.
听说你们贵教会做了很多校园的工作，我们实在非常喜乐。
I heard that your church has been doing some ministry on campus.
我们也做了一些中南美洲的工作。
We also have done some work in Central and Southern America.
我们开了很多年的一些大会。
We have been holding all these congresses.
另外，宣教运动，我们开始也要注重 UUPG。
In terms of missionary movements, we have been accenting UUPG.
UUP 就是 Unengaged Unreached People Group.
It's for the unreached people.
Unengaged
people.
And the unreached people group. 那刚才很感谢主，刚好 Debbie 姊妹在这里有分享到她以后要往 UUPG 的这个地方去宣教。
Thank God, our sister Debbie just shared that she will go to share the gospel with the unengaged and unreached people.
我们已经推动这个一会爱一族的运动好几年了。
For many years, we have been promoting this movement, one church for one people.
他翻得非常好 ，one church for one people. Unreached people group, 这个去年我们还这个说。一共有2600多个。
Last year there are over 2,600 churches involved.
结果不是 church involved， 还有这么多个的 unreached
people
group，
26 peoples that are not reached.
到今年我们刚刚上去完的这个 CMC 大会，说只剩下1300多个。
So in the CMC Congress that has just ended, they reported that there are now only 1,300 unreached peoples.
所以我们还有机会再来认领这些的族来这个为他们祷告。
So we still have the opportunity to help these unreached peoples and pray for them.
大家要赶快加油。
So we should hurry up to work.
希望世界上再也没有悠悠脾气。
Hopefully there's no longer any unreached and unengaged people in the world.
每一个族群都有人关心他们。
So that every people will be loved by some church.
每一个族群都有人为他们祷告。
Every people will be kept in the prayer of someone.
我们在美国很舒服。
We live a comfortable life in the United States.
我们住在这个地方也不冷也不热，还有时候还有冷气，有时候有暖气，可以听牧师讲道。
We have air conditioning. We have pastors come to preach.
我们有很好的座位，我们有很好的这个影音效果。
We have comfortable seats and very nice sound system.
你知道吗？世界上还有一千多个族，连一个基督徒在当中都没有。
But you know, there are over 1,000 peoples. There's no Christian tribes. There is no Christian among them.
一个宣教士都没有。
Not a single missionary.
一间教会都没有。
Not a single church among them.
甚至连听过耶稣这个名字都没有听过。
Not even the name of Jesus Christ.
他们也许要问我们。
They might ask us.
福音不是已经传了两千年了吗？
Hasn't the gospel being preached for 2,000 years?
你们华人至少得到福音两百年了。
And it has been 200 years that the Chinese people has heard the gospel.
为什么到现在福音还没有传给我们？
Why haven't you shared with us yet the gospel?
你们有那么多的资源。
You have so many resources.
你们那么多金钱 ，video 各样的资源，但是我们什么都没有。
We have all kinds of financial resources, but we have nothing.
为什么不把耶稣告诉我们？
Why don't you share Jesus with us?
如果福音是这么真实、这么好的，为什么你们不告诉我们
？If gospel is so good and so true, why don't you share it with me?
所以我们在推动每一个教会，不用说你来关心一千多个，你每个教会只关心一个就好了。
I don't ask you to care about take care of all the 1,000 tribes, but just one of them.
一个就好了。
Only one.
你选一个，全教会开始为他们祷告。
You just choose one tribe and the whole church pray for them.
支持，比如说像支持 Debbie 或者支持去那边的宣教士。
So that you can support missionaries like Debbie.
然后不只是支持，你们自己也去。
Not only you provide support, you can go yourself.
他们做长宣，你们做短宣。
They do long-term missionary work. You can do short-term work.
当他们在那里建立了滩头堡以后，你们就是陆续的教会，每年都去那里支持。
As they have established a fortress there, you can go there to support them continuously.
现在都是全民的宣教，不是差派宣教士的宣教。
Nowadays, the mission is for everyone, not just for the missionaries.
我们以前都是把钱给宣教士，你去，你去，你去。
In the old days, we just give money to the missionaries and send them to there.
我不去。
I won't go myself.
现在全世界都是开始了全民的运动。
So nowadays, the Great Commission is for everybody.
因为耶稣基督的命令是这个大使命是给每一个人的，不是给宣教士的。
Because the Great Commission is given by Jesus Christ to every believer, not
some
people. 去
使万民做我的门徒。
He said, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
这个命令是给我们每一个人的。
This is the Lord's command for every one of us.
所以我们每一个人都要接受这样的使命。
So every one of us should accept this Great Commission.
每一个人都是宣教士。
Everyone is a missionary.
你告诉你旁边说，每一个人都是宣教士。
Tell the one beside you, you're a missionary.
都不好意思讲了，没关系。再一遍。
Yeah.
这要练习讲才会有勇气讲的啦。
You should practice this.
因为我们不习惯嘛。
Because we're not used to it.
事实上，主耶稣是告诉我们，你们都是我的见证人。
Jesus is telling you, every one of you is my testimony.
你们每一个人都是耶稣基督的见证人，也是耶稣基督的宣教士。
Every one of you witness Jesus Christ.
有我们这些人是叫全时间的见证人，你们其实也是全时间，你们是应该怎么讲？ 你们是带着职业的全时间宣教士。
So people call me a full-time server, but every one of you actually serves full-time.
我们都没有 part-time 的基督徒，对不对？
There's no part-time Christian.
有没有 part-time 基督徒举手一下？我只有礼拜天两个钟头做 part-time 基督徒的。
If you're part-time, just raise your hand.
不可能嘛。
It's impossible.
宣教士也是一样啊。
It's the same for the missionaries.
我们每一个人都是 full-time 的宣教士。
So everybody is a full-time missionary.
只不过我们是带着牧师的职业，你们是带着地上其他的职业做 full-time 的宣教士。
The only difference is that being a pastor is my job, but you have your own profession.
而且现在的世代要进入这些创起地区的话，最好不要带着牧师或者宣教士的名字。
And nowadays, it would be better to go to these unreached people, without a title of pastor.
所以我每次呼召都说，请你们不要放下你们的工作。
So every time I call the congregation, not to give up their jobs.
呼召接受耶稣基督的呼召，但是不要放下你的工作。
You can accept the calling of Jesus Christ without abandoning your own
profession. 你只要把你的工作时间缩短就好了。
Just need to reduce your work time.
二分之一
maybe half.
三分之一
one third.
甚至四分之一
or a quarter.
有人说他是十分之一
or one tenth.
然后其他都是做宣教的，但是你还挂了一个名是什么公司的老板，或者是做生意的，或者是老师，或者是什么。
So maybe you still keep your old profession, but actually, you're very greatly dedicated.
这样子你才能够进入这些宣教地区。
Only so you can go to those work fields.
啊，我讲到宣教都太兴奋了，又讲太多了。
I've been talking a lot about missionary works.
不但这样，我们还要关心穆斯林的宣教。
Also, we share the gospel to Muslims.
穆斯林，我们也用一个很简单的方式。
Share the gospel with them in a very simple way.
我们等一下会说到。
We'll talk about
it
later.
这就是美国华福大概所做的事情。
This is what Coway USA does.
你们为我们祷告。
So pray for us.
如果可能的话，也为我们奉献。
Also, if possible, give us your.
好，让我把这个神的信息能够传讲到各个教会、各个地方。
So that we can share the gospel with people in every corner of the world.
今天我要跟大家分享的是一个国度的视野、宣教的心。
So today, my sharing will be about a missionary heart, the vision of the kingdom.
我刚才讲过，我们其实每一个人都是宣教士。
I've just told you every one of you is missionary.
也许我们所在的工作的场合不同。
Maybe you work in different places.
但是神都呼召我们。
But God has a calling for all of you.
做光做盐就是宣教士。
To be salt, to be light, you're a missionary.
远的近的我们都要传。
We will share the gospel with people far from you or close to you.
近的我们在这里做学生工作。
For people close to you, we do ministry on campus.
远的那些未得之民，我们要去顾到他们。
Also, we will care about the unreached peoples.
我们一起来读这段圣经节。
Let's read together these verses.
在以弗所书第五章第十六、十七节。
Ephesians 5:15-16, 16-17.
一起来读，来，请。要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。好，这边讲到有几件事情。
So it mentions a few things here.
第一个是要爱惜光阴。
First, we should make most of every opportunity.
这个英文讲到说是要去赎回，要去 redeem 这个时间。
In some English translation, it is translated as to redeem the time.
意思就是说要抢回来。
It means we must hurry to save the time.
或者是把握时间。
Or we should seize the opportunity.
或者刚才讲的那个赎回，那个这个把它赎回来。
Or we redeem the time.
这个词很特别。
It's a very special word.
我们想想看，什么叫抢回？
Let's think about this verb.
什么时候你要，比如说失火了？
For example, when there's a fire.
失火了，你在家中有很多东西。
You have many belongings at home.
有很多很贵重的。
Some are pride, has great value.
有的很多很漂亮的。
Some are good looking.
有的是很重要的。
Some are important.
如果这个失火了，你只能够几秒钟给你思想，几分钟给你拿东西，那你要拿什么东西？
When there's a fire, you only have a few minutes, a couple of minutes to think about what you will save. So, you should.
你会拿什么东西？
What would you grab?
这没有标准答案，大家可以讲讲看。
There's no standard answer.
有没有人要抢答一下？你们要拿什么东西？
What's your answer?
啊？护照。
Passport.
还有没有？啊
？The Bible.
Bible. 还有呢？
The smartphone,
smartphone, 电脑
laptop.
这是
kids.
有没有人要搬那个冰箱的，或者是搬电视的
？We'll grab the TV set or the fridge.
大概不会哈，那个太重了，不要拿那个东西哦。
That's not viable.
所以抢救的话，一定要找一个可能是最重要的东西。
Yeah, so you should save the most important thing to you.
把握时机，我们想到什么呢？
So what make you think of about make most of every opportunity?
我知道有些人他们很喜欢这个照相。
I know many of you like to take photos.
这照相就要把握时机。
So it is an art about seizing opportunity.
现在呢，就没有什么技术的人就不会把握时机了，就照那个 video， 管他的，这一串都把它照下来。
If you're not very skillful at catching a moment, some of you might choose to shoot a video.
可是你记得以前的那些记者，有名的记者，他们照的那个轰动全世界的那些照片，都是把握那个机会照出来的。
But in the old day, the journalists, they published some very famous images when they actually caught the most important moment.
我知道有些人特别还要早晨三点钟两一点一点到三点钟半夜就爬起来，然后跑到那个森林里面去照那个鸟。
Many photographers got up very early, like 2 or 3 in a.m. in the morning, just to photograph the birds in the forest.
为什么呢？因为那是时机。
Because it's about time and opportunity.
有那个时机，他就要去抓住那个时机。
When the time is right, you have to catch it.
你说呢？我睡到八点钟，那个鸟都已经飞光了。
If you wake up at 8, the birds are gone.
所以要把握那个时机。
So you should seize the
opportunity. 圣经告诉我们说，要把握时机，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
The Bible teaches us to make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
要抢救什么呢？
So what are we saving?
要抢救灵魂。
We're saving souls.
要把握什么呢？
What are we seizing?
把握你还有跟这些邻居在一起的时候。
We're saving the time to be together with our neighbors.
那些朋友还没有信主的还跟你在一起的时候。
When the unbelieving, your unbelieving friends, while they're still with you.
把握我们还年轻的时间。
We should seize the time while we're still young.
把握我们还能够跑动的力有力气的时候。
While we can still travel around.
我们为什么牧会了29年半，结果后来辞职呢？因为我们想说，我们可以跑的时间越来越少了。
So I quit the pastor job after 29. And years and a half, because I realized that I am having less and less time.
让我们还能够跑的时候，我们再为你跑。
I kept saying to God that God just I will travel for you when I've got the time.
我要抓住这个机会。
I should see this very present opportunity.
因为等到有一天我躺在床上不能动了。
If one day I'm sick in bed.
我那个时候如果说主啊，我奉献给你。
Then I say, God, I offer myself to you.
很好。
Well.
但是不够好。
That's not good enough.
有人说要退休了奉献给主。
Some people wait after retirement to offer themselves to God.
那为什么不提早退休奉献给主呢？
Why don't you do it earlier?
你说等到我大一点，我再奉献给主。
Some people say, after I grow a little older, I will.
那为什么不你们年轻的人就奉献给主呢？
Why don't you do it when you're still young?
我在巴不得在今天在这边就有很多的宣教士被呼召出来。
I sincerely hope there are a lot of missionaries can be called.
因为现今的世代邪恶。
Because the days are evil.
什么邪恶法呢？
How so?
这个后现代非常的邪恶。
The postmodern age is evil.
它把我们的观念都搞混了。
It confuses our mindset.
什么事情都没有关系。
Everything is relative.
哦，都要容忍。
So we should tolerate everything.
哦，同性恋哦要容忍。
We should tolerate same-sex marriage.
哦，这个大麻哎容忍。
Marijuana, okay.
每样东西都容忍。
We should be okay with everything.
以前这个婚前的性行为是很少见的，现在所有的电视以及电影里面几乎没有这个淫乱的。
In the old days, it is very rare to have a sexual relationship before you get married. But nowadays, it is everywhere in the movies, in the TV.
习惯了。
We get used to it.
连基督徒都觉得那习惯了。
Even Christians think so.
所以就哎呀，那没什么关系了。
So we would say, well, it's fine.
所以我们的思想都已经被改造了。
So our mentality has been changed.
什么叫做圣洁的生活？
What is a holy life?
什么是神的标准？
What is the standard of God?
我们根本就把它丢到脑后去了。
We have forgotten about it.
我们说啊，凡事都要容忍。
We just teach ourselves we should tolerate everything.
没对没错。
There's no absolute right and wrong.
没好没坏。
There's no good and bad.
美国教育也是这样的，没大没小。
So there's no there's no hierarchy.
所以不需要尊重什么人的。
We should not show particular respect for
总统也可以骂。
Well, we can curse the president.
啊，这个也可以，父母也可以不管。
We can forget about our parents.
所以我们要从这个邪恶的世代里面脱离出来。
So we should save ourselves from these evil days.
不要做糊涂人。
We should not be foolish.
要明白主的旨意如何。
We should understand what the Lord's will is.
什么是神的旨意？
What is the Lord's will?
神的旨意就是神的计划。
It is God's plan.
就是神做事的一个法则。
It is how God acts.
而且也是神将来要成就的事情。
Also, it is what God will realize eventually.
神怎么成就他的事情呢？
So how does God accomplish his deeds?
我们来看这个但以理尼布甲尼撒王所做的一个梦。
So let's all look together at the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar in the book of Daniel.
尼布甲尼撒王他做了一个梦。
So King Nebuchadnezzar had this dream.
他这个梦他忘记了。
He forgot about this dream.
所以他就叫大家来解梦。
So he asked people to interpret it for him.
那些人说你把梦告诉我，我们就可以帮你解梦啊。
They asked the king to tell them the dream.
但他说我梦已经忘了。
But he had forgotten the dream.
但是你们要帮我解梦。
But he still insists that people interpret the dream.
那些人说没有办法帮你解梦，你把梦要告诉我们啊。
So his officials say, no way, you should tell us what the dream is.
你们有没有发现这个故事在这个地方很奇怪？
Is it a strange story?
没有按照人的常情。
This doesn't make sense.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为就是故意要引起你的注意。
It's written to call your attention.
因为这是全世界非常非常重要的一个梦。
Because this is a very important dream in world history.
因为告诉我们人类会如何。
Because it foretells the destiny of the human race.
后来但以理就帮他解梦了。
So later, Daniel interpreted the dream for the king.
长话短说，金头就是代表巴比伦帝国。
So in short, the head of pure gold represents the Babylonian Empire.
银胸就是代表马代波斯帝国。
The chest of silver is the Median Persian Empire.
铜腹就代表希腊帝国。
Belly of bronze is the Hellenistic Empire.
铁腿是罗马。
The legs of iron is the Roman Empire.
到现在还在那个半铁半泥的脚。
Now we are the feet partly of iron and partly of clay.
这是上帝已经写在圣经里面的预言。
This is the prophecy written in the Bible.
因为当时候讲的时候还在金头。
Because it was written in the face of a gold head.
下面这些那个时候都还没有发生。
And the rest was not realized yet.
现在一样一样的都发生了。
But everything just took place step by step.
我们现在还是承续着罗马帝国的一些的文化传统。
And nowadays we're still living some traditions left by the Roman Empire.
我们大家都要去卧告。把这个肌肉练得很结实。
So we still work out to have some muscles.
这个跟罗马帝国的文化是一致的。
Well, it's the same in the Roman culture.
我们现在很喜欢看 football.
We like watching football.
他们那个时候人很喜欢看竞技场，这个斗兽。
They watch a lot of fights in the Colosseum.
这个文化是相同的。
So, the cultures have some similarities.
里面的人打来打去，外面的人在那里欢呼。
People on the arena fight each other while the audience will cheer.
啊，只是我们现在换了一个，是一个用一个球而已。
So the only difference is today, people are playing with a ball on the field.
这是从世界的观点在看到。这个金像是非常的辉煌，非常的壮丽。
So, in a worldly view, the image of gold is spectacular.
而且这个时间是按照神的定命，一样一样的应验。
But the prophecy is fulfilled, step by step.
但是神的眼中看是什么样呢？
How does God see it?
会有一个非人手凿出来的石头。
So there this rock not made by man hand.
打在这个像的脚上。
It struck the statue on its feet.
然后这个像就会粉碎。
So it smashes this image of gold.
像夏天的糠皮一样。
It's like chaff in the summer.
所以神告诉我们说，不要爱世界和世界上的事。
So God tells us not to love the world or love anything in the world.
为什么？
Why so?
如果从世界的观点，这个世界好辉煌，好美丽啊，我们要爱这个世界啊。
Well, viewed from the outside, the world is spectacular. We should love it.
罗马帝国、希腊帝国，哇，这都是大的 empire 帝国。
The Roman Empire, the Hellenistic empires are great civilizations.
世界上的伟人，每一个都是哇，都是丰功伟业的。
All the political leaders in the world got their praises.
但是神说这些都要像夏天的糠皮散去。
But God said these will all be chaff scattered in the air.
所以不要爱这个世界啊。
So do not love the world.
如果这个世界，比如说像一个银行
，If the world is a bank，
已经有那个这个公告贴出来，三天以后它就要倒闭了。
So and it is notified to the public that it will shut down in 3 days。
你会不会说来来来，我们把我们所有的钞票，我们都放在这个银行里面去
？Will you still put all your cash in this bank？
会不会
？Will you do so？
不会的。
Surely not.
但是为什么我们把我们的生命、时间、金钱、财产投资在这个世界的爱好上面呢
？But why are you still investing your time, your money, your energy, everything in this world?
神已经判断他以后要倒闭的，他以后要如夏天的糠皮被风吹散的。
God has told you that it will shut down soon.
不会再存在的。
It will no longer exist.
你爱这个世界，以后这个世界会消失的，被烈火焚烧的。
The world you love will eventually be destroyed.
你今生所有的努力、所有的爱好、所有的精神花费的，有一天都要成为 zero.
every effort of yours in this life will be in vain.
那为什么还要把那么多的投资投在上面呢？
But why are you still investing in this world?
所以圣经上告诉我们说，只要有衣有食就当知足啊。
God told us that we should be content with food and clothing.
把那些拿来投资在神的国度。
We should invest all we have in the kingdom of God.
无论是金钱。
Like your money.
你的才干。
Your gifts.
你的思想。
Your thoughts.
你的力气。
Your strength.
你的时间。
Your time.
都放在神的事工上面。
Everything should be invested on the work of God.
神怎么实现他的计划？
So how does God realize his plan?
神用他的话语。
He used his word.
第二个，用他的手，环境。
He showed his arms with the circumstances.
第三个，用人的配合。
Also it counts on the collaboration of man.
所以你现在要把握机会，要抢救。
So you should see the chance to save something.
神的话语是必定会成就的。
The word of God must be fulfilled.
刚才讲的那个金像，现在要走到最后了。
Now we're at the bottom of the statue of gold.
会有一个大石头是非人手凿出来的，会打在那个像的脚上。
There will be a rock not made by human hands. It will struck the statue on its feet.
那个就是耶稣基督的福音。
That is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
会传遍天下。
It will be spread all over the world.
这是必定会实现的一件事情。
It must be fulfilled.
不管你愿不愿意跟他合作。
No matter if you want to collaborate or not.
但是神邀请你来跟他合作。
But God still invites you to take part in it.
这个人的配合就是今天神要邀请你的。
So it's God's invitation to, for you to...To co-work with him.
你可以答应他的要求。
You can say yes.
你也可以不理他。
You can ignore it.
他会找另外的人做。
He will still let somebody else do it.
他会找另外的人，另外的教会。
He will let some other people, other church do the work.
甚至他会亲自做。
Or he will do it himself.
如果大家都不合作的话。
If no one takes part.
因为他是独行其事的神。
Because God does marvelous things.
但是我告诉你,
but I tell you,
神非常喜欢你跟他合作。
But God is well pleased with your collaboration.
你能够来奉献给他。
He's very pleased with your offering, the devotion.
把你自己献给他。
That you,
我不是指的金钱而已，我是指的全人。
He's very pleased that you would devote yourself to his work.
不是我们给他荣耀。
It's not us that glorify God.
是他给你荣耀。
He's giving you glory.
不是你给他面子。
You're not saving face for God.
是神爱你。
The truth is that God loves you.
要把荣耀加在美德加在你的身上。
God wants to add glory and virtue on you.
神现在已经在全世界大大的做工。
God has done great things in the world.
我讲一些在穆斯林当中所做的工作。
For example, his work among the Muslims.
大家不要看这个新闻或者是其他的这些报道，新闻不会替神国说事。
Usually the news on TV they don't speak for the kingdom of God.
政府也不会替神国说话。
The governments will not speak for the church.
我举一个例子来讲。
For example,
印尼他们内政部都有一直统计说基督徒的人口。
In Indonesia, the administration of civil affairs usually they count the Christians among their population.
从个位数字一直增加。
The Christian rate has been increasing.From single digit,
一直增加到15%.
It was mounted up to 15%.
就不再公布了。
And after that, the government just stops reporting the the rates.
你们能够相信吗？印尼有 15% 的基督徒。
I believe that there is 15% in Christians in Indonesia.
你们大家都是以为他们是一个完全的穆斯林国家，对不对？
You might think it's thoroughly a Muslim country.
我告诉你，他们现在基督徒人口远远超过 15%。
But I tell you the truth, the rate, the actual rate is much higher than 15%.
因为到 15% 就不敢公布了，因为再公布就要暴动了。
Because the government fears to report the true statistics, because after that there might be revolts or riots.
穆斯林怎么会忍受基督徒人口这样年年增加？
How can the Muslim population tolerate such a high portion of Christians?
所以他们才能够选出基督徒的省长来啊。
Actually, that is why they have elected a governor, a Christian governor.
另外，我在埃及的时候。
Another example, when I was in Egypt.
埃及这个教会很漂亮。
This church is pretty in this church in Egypt is pretty beautiful.
神已经在穆斯林当中做了很多的工作，其实尤其是在埃及。
God has done a lot of work among Muslims, especially in Egypt.
这个教会就在那个广场的前面。
This church
大人民广场的旁边。
This church was in front of a big square.
外面很漂亮，里面也很漂亮。
It is a beautiful church inside and outside.
所以穆斯林就很不高兴。
And the Muslim population was not happy with it.
就在他前面盖了一栋大楼。
So they built a huge building right in front of it.
完全的把它挡住。
Just to block it from people's
sight. 多大呢？
So how big is the building?
大概它的这个是14层楼高，他们教会是两层楼高。
It has 14 stories, but the church is only a two-story building.
宽的是它的大概也是十五六倍。
The width is like 15 or 16 times of the church.
所以从里面往外照，只能够照到这样子。
So if you take shot from inside the church, that is what you see.
我想要照上面照不到，想要照旁边都照不到边。
You cannot see the top or the edges.
就完全把它们盖住。
The building totally blocks.The church.
很多的教会在难处的当中，他这个教会就在难处当中。
So church like this, they live in difficulties.
有困难，其实是好事啊。
Sometimes it is good to confront some difficulties.
难处就是益处。
The difficulties brings you benefits. Yeah.
这个难处是会带给他们益处的。
Actually, people benefit from these difficulties.
所以他们就祷告。
So they start to pray.
他们就不断的祷告，而且聚集很多基督徒们一起祷告。
So they gather a lot of Christians to pray.
我去这个，2015年去的时候，他们有三天的祷告聚会，有一千人，我没有参加到，很可惜。
When I visited this church in 2015, there was a gathering of 1,000 people praying together.But I didn't get to join it.
去年我又去了，我参加到他们这个三天的祷告会了。
Last year, I went there again, and I actually get to join that prayer meeting.
一万人。
There was 10,000.
只过了两年，就从一千人到一万人的祷告会。
So there was this great leap from 1,000 people to 10,000 people.
那你说这个难处是什么用处呢？
So what is the use of the difficulties?
2011年跟2013年他们有两次的革命，埃及的革命。
So there were two coup d'etats in 2011 and 13.
Revolutions.
结果
那些几百万人在那个广场上打来打去。
So thousands of people fought on that square.
子弹啊，炮弹啊，打来打去，没有一颗飞到他们教会里面来的。
The bullets flew on the square, but no, not a single bullet hit their church.
你们知道为什么吗？
Why?
啊，就是被他挡住了嘛，就被这个大楼挡住了嘛。
Because this building blocks the church.
这大楼是一个保护啊。
The huge building is a protection.
所以你的难处啊，就是益处，你知道吗？
So you can benefit from your difficulties.
不要为着你的难处难过，要感谢神。
Don't grieve on your difficulties. You should give thanks to God.
所以呢，那个他们教会就变成一个救难中心。
So at that moment, the church became a shelter.
所有受伤的人都搬到他们教会里面来，搬来他们教会了。
All the characters in the war was carried to this church.
所以他们不让他有名，他们反而名声大噪。
And that made that church famous.
他们的总统 LCC 上台的第一个礼拜，就到这个教会去聚会。
So the very week that the new president was elected, he went to the Sunday service in this church.
他不但自己去聚会。
He not only went there himself.
他还叫他的文武百官以后都要陆续去这个教会聚会。
Also, he asked all his officials, his administration, to go to the Sunday service.
所以你如果去这个教会，你会看到很多 Muslim 在里面聚会。
So you can see many Muslims attending the Sunday service there.
也许他们是去观摩了，但是至少去那里听牧师讲道啊。
They might just be watching their service or listening to the preacher's message.
所以神已经在埃及带动大量的复兴。
So there's a great revival in Egypt.
神为什么要兴起埃及呢？
So why there's this revival in Egypt?
因为有这段的圣经。
Well, it's based on the scripture.
因为当那日，以色列必埃及、亚述三国一律，使地上的人得福。
So in the book of Isaiah,
十九章
chapter 19, it is said that
in the day
24. In verse 24, it says, "In that day, Israel will be the third, along with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing on the earth."
英文翻的比较好。
What is better translated in English?
In that day, Israel will be the third, along with Egypt and Assyria.
That is the English translation.
中文应该怎么翻译呢？
How should we say it in Chinese?
当那日，以色列必列于第三位，随着埃及、亚述，使地上的人。
In that day, Israel will be the third, along with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing on the earth.
谁第一复兴?
So which one will be the first to be revived?
谁第一个复兴?
Which one is the first?
埃及先复兴。
Egypt.
再来谁第二复兴?
Which is the second?
亚述就是穆斯林的代表。现在亚述帝国的差不多就是现在的穆斯林的大所有的地方。
So Asher or Assyria represents the general Muslim region.
现在穆斯林有大复兴。
So there's a great revival among the Muslims.
所以埃及先复兴。
Egypt will be the first.
穆斯林要大复兴。
There will be a great revival among the Muslims.
第三个才是以色列复兴。
Then the third is Israel.
以色列的复兴就是以色列全家归主的时候。
That is the time when all Israel will be served.
所以谁传福音给以色列人？
So who preached the gospel to the Israel?
我猜想，很有可能是这些信主的穆斯林传福音给以色列人。
I guess it might be these Christian, these Muslims who became Christian that will preach to Israel.
那是一个震撼。
That would be astonishing.
因为这些穆斯林本来是世仇。
Because they had been enemies for centuries.
但现在因为爱的缘故。
And now because of the love of God.
他们愿意成为一个宣教士到以色列去传福音。
They are willing to do missionary work in Israel.
所以这是圣经复兴的顺序。
So this is the order of revival in the Bible.
一定要记在你们的心中。
You should keep in mind.
因为神就是照着他的计划在执行的。
Because God is, is fulfilling His plan.
当我们明白了神的旨意以后,
Once you understand the will of God,
我们要把我们自己怎么样投身在神的旨意里面呢?
How should we devote ourselves in God's
plan? 我今天没有办法跟你们讲很多穆斯林的事情。
I might not tell you a lot of stories about the Muslim.
但是穆斯林有很多的复兴 在其中发生。这个是穆斯林到处他们都是用这个接收的盘在收听广播。
So this is a Muslim city. You can see, every household, every building has a receiver, radio receiver.
这个在他们当地都是违法的。
It is illegal.
连卖这个也是违法的。
Now it is also even illegal to sell these equipment.
会被打七十二下，他关到监牢里面去了。
If you sell this kind of device, it will be physically punished and put into jail.
但他们照样在卖，为什么呢？因为好多人要啊。
But it is still so because the demand on the market is great.
每一个上面都是这些小耳朵。
So you can see
台湾叫小耳朵。
So we call it small ears in Taiwan. We can see it on top of every building.
神借着这个广播已经到处把福音传播到这些地方去。
The gospel is shared through radio. Throughout this region.
诗篇也告诉我们，你的粮袋通遍天下，你的言语传到地极。
So, in Psalm, Psalm 19, it is said, their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
无言无语，却有声音可听。
There's no speech or language, but their voice is heard.
这就讲到广播嘛，无言无语，诶，却有声音可听。
This is about radio.
我们以前读都不知道这是什么意思啊。
We didn't understand what it means.
现在我们大概明白了，现在媒体的传播就是靠这个。
So this is the media, the communication.
神在万国眼前露出他的圣臂，地极的人都看见我们神的救恩。以赛亚书五十二章第十节。
So in Israel, Isaiah 52:10, it says, The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God.
什么叫做露出圣臂?
What does lay bare his holy arm mean?
就是卷起袖子。
It means to roll up your sleeves.
什么时候要卷起你的袖子啊?
When you roll up your sleeves,
啊?
When do you do it?
什么时候要卷起袖子?
When you work,
干活很好，再来打架很好。
Or when you fight,
神要自己起来干活，自己起来打架了。
So God will fight His own fight.
真的
，It is true.
有一个人，他连续几天都梦见一个数字。
So there is this person that dreams about keeps dreaming about the same number.
他说这是什么数字啊
？So what the number is this?
他就到这个去他附近找，结果找到这个数字，就是他们街上的一间房子。
So he found this number in a very close street.
就是他在连续三次做梦梦到的那个数字。
That's the building he kept dreaming of.
他是一个基督徒。
He's a Christian.
他不知道神怎么带领他，他就去敲敲那个门。
He didn't know how God was leading him, so he knocked on the door.
当他敲门的时候。
When he knocked on the door,
就里面一些穆斯林就开门了，就请他进去。
So the Muslim in the house just opened the door and invited him in.
那些穆斯林都很好客。
They are very they had great hospitality.
所以他们就请他一起喝茶。
So they had tea together.
喝完茶以后
，After that,
他后来就讲一些话，就告辞了。
He talked with the Talk with them in a few words and then just said goodbye to them.
他们送他走到门口。
So when they depart at the door,
他们就问他说,
they ask the Christian,
你来这里干什么的?
So what are you doing here?
他说, 我也不知道我来这里干什么的。
He said, I didn't know.
他说, 因为我做梦三天都梦到你们的号码。
I kept dreaming of the number, the street number of yours.
然后我就来敲门了，我就来了。
So I knocked on your door.
那些人就问他说：“
你是基督徒吗？
They ask, are you a Christian?
哇，变穆斯林问到你是不是基督徒，很恐怖的。
It is dangerous when you are asked by a Muslim if you're a Christian or not.
到底要答是还是不是啊？
Are you going to say yes or no?
他很害怕，就说是的。
With fear, he said yes.
他们就一把把他抓到那个房间里面，把门关上。
So they grab him and shut the door.
他更害怕了。
He was even more scared.
那些长老们跟他讲。
The elders told them.
耶稣基督向我们显现。
Jesus Christ has shown himself to us.
我们想信主。
We want to become Christians.
但不知道怎么信主。
But we don't know how.
我们就在祷告。
We have been praying.
结果神在梦中告诉我们说，有人会来你们这里。
And God told us someone will come to visit us.
你就是那个人。
You are the one.
他就在那里跟他们讲解圣经。
So he shared, he studied the Bible with them.
那些人都信主了。
And all the people there became believers.
这样的事情
，things like this，
每天发生。
It's happening every day.
很多人见了异象。
Many people see visions.
见了异梦。
They dream of dreams.
据统计。
So according to the numbers.
穆斯林现在每天都有成千上万的人信主。
Thousands of Muslims are converted to Christians
every day. 而且70%都跟异象异梦有关。
And 70% are related to visions and dreams.
不是他自己见了异象异梦。
It is not themselves that see visions.
就是他的朋友见了异象异梦。
If not so, they see the visions themselves or their friends have seen the visions.
神已经在那里卷起他的袖子来做工了。
God has rolled up his sleeves.
最后的神还有一个工作的方式，就是难民。
And also, it is another way is the wave of refugees.
难民潮就是福音潮。
The wave of refugee is the wave of gospel.
我在黎巴嫩那个国家看到有240万的难民从叙利亚跑到黎巴嫩。
So I saw 2.4 million refugees running from Syria to Lebanon.
黎巴嫩本身只有400万、500万人。
So the whole population of Lebanon is like 4 or 5 million.
现在一下加入了这个240万。
So suddenly 2.4 million is added onto it.
所以全国都是难民。
So the country is full of refugees.
这难民的人数增加了非常的快，从几千人增加到现在这240万。
So the number has been increasing dramatically.
而且这些难民有一半都是小孩子。
And half of them are juniors.
剩下的一半大部分都是妇女和老年的男的。
And the other half are like women or aged men.
年轻的男的呢？
Where are the young men?
被抓去当兵的，不然就死了，
they're,
被杀死了。
They're recruited by the army. They are killed.
很多人都亲眼看见他们的丈夫被砍头。
Many women see their own husband beheaded.
有个小孩子，他们抱着这个去的这些，这个宣教士在哭。
Many children, they cry, hugging the missionaries.
问他们是怎么回事，后来才知道。
They asked the children what had happened.
他们说他们的爸爸跟叔叔就挡在门口。
Said their dad or their uncle was blocking the door.
叫他们赶快跑，叫他妈妈带着他们赶快跑。
They let their wife take their children to run away quickly.
他们跑到一半回头看，他们就看着他们当场被砍头下来。
When they turn their head, they see their dad or their uncle, was beheaded.
这样的事情在那里比比皆是。
So incidents like this are happening every day.
而且很多的妇女都被性虐待和强暴。
Many women there suffer sexual.
他们现在他们对福音完全的开放。
Now they're fully open to the gospel.
因为他们都怀疑为什么穆斯林 会有这样的信仰。
Because they suspect why the faith of the Muslim faith is like this.
黎巴嫩现在的福音的门已经向我们大大的敞开了。
Now Lebanon is greatly open to the gospel.
现在是我们可以抓住机会的时候。
This is the time to see the opportunity.
我刚才讲说我们要抓住时机。
We just talked about seeing the opportunity.
要把握现在的机会。
To see the day.
也许这个机会一下就过去了。
This might be a fleeting opportunity.
因为 ISIS 把他们都赶出来了。
Because ISIS drove these people out
of their region. 而且把后面的那个势力打毁了。
And it smashed the foundation.
以前我们宣教士去一个死一个，他们信主信一个死一家。
In the old days, the missionaries they lost their lives there. If they convert one person, a whole family would be killed.
但是现在神已经把他们释放到我们的面前。
But now God has freed them.
到处都有难民，不只是黎巴嫩有难民呢、啊。So、欧洲有难民，美国也有难民呢、啊。
Now they're at our gates. There are refugees everywhere.
不只有难民，还有很多移民呢、啊。
There are also many immigrants.
你们同事有没有穆斯林？你们同学里面有没有穆斯林
？Do you have Muslim coworkers or classmates?
到处都是。
They're everywhere.
神借着难民、移民。把他们带到我们的面前来。
So with this opportunity, God has brought them to us.
我们希望在机会中看见我们的使命。
So I hope, I hope that you can see your mission in this fleeting opportunity.
我们求主来开广我们的心。
May the Lord set our hearts free.
让我们抓住这个机会好不好
And we see this chance.
但以理他听见神给耶利米的书上写说七十年为满。
So Daniel had read this prophecy by Jeremiah on the scripture.
他马上就去祷告。
Then he immediately went to pray.
他就祷告的时候是在539年。
So this prayer was in 539 BC.
他祷告了三年。
He prayed for 3 years.
所以这些犹太人就所罗巴伯就带这些人归回了。
And then there was the great returning of the Israel.
他祷告的结果，他就亲眼看见神旨意奇迹式的完成。
So the consequence is that he witnessed the marvelous deeds of God himself.
你羡不羡慕但以理啊?
Do you admire Daniel?
祷告了，神就成就了。
He prayed and God did it.
如果他没有祷告呢?
Without prayer,
这些人会被归回?
Or will Israel return?
会的。
It will still be fulfilled.
七十年满一定会归回的。
After 70 years,They will still return home.
但如果但以理没有祷告,
But without Daniel's prayer,
这段话就不会在圣经上出现了。
These words would never have shown up in the scripture.
就不会有但以理披麻蒙灰定义向主神祈祷。
So there would not be this scene of prayer of Daniel.
但以理就没有份在这件神荣耀的事情上面了。
So Daniel didn't have a part in this glorious deed of God.
我今天把神的旨意讲给你们。
I share with you the plan of God today.
我把神的计划讲给大家。
I told you about God's plan.
邀请大家一起来参加神的军队。
I'm inviting you to join the army of God.
你如果愿意祷告。
If you want to pray.
或者你愿意开始有行动。
If you're willing to take actions.
你就在神荣耀的旨意当中。
Then you are within the glorious plan of God.
你如果愿意把你年轻的力量献给主，
If you are willing to devote your strength, your youth to God,
神能够带领你走一条奇妙的道路。
God will lead you to walk a marvelous path.
与他一同得胜。
You will be victorious with God.
他是必定得胜的。
he will win the fight.
但是如果我们要与他一同得胜，
But if you want to be victorious,
你可以join在这个军队里面。
You can now sign up for this army.
感谢主，我们最后来看一段的穆斯林的一些一个短片。
Thank God. Let's just quickly look at this video clip.
Sound. 这个是黎巴嫩的一个教会，他们把教会打开来，让孩子们进来读书。
This is a church in Lebanon that they open up for children to attend school there.
在读书之前，每天都有敬拜的聚会。
So there is worship every day right before school.
他们学这些主日学的歌都会背了。
They learn by their heart all these songs and hymns learned at Sunday school.
差不多有两百首都会背了。
They have learned by heart like over 200 hymns.
唱得好喜乐。
They sang them with great joy.
大概有一两百位穆斯林的小孩子，我看了心里非常的感动。
There are like about 200 Muslim children.
这是他们的帐篷。
This is the tent where they live.
这是那个教会每个中午给他们有一餐免费的午餐。
So this is the free lunch offered by their church every day.
他们带着各样的器皿来拿这些饭。
They come for the food every day with all kinds of containers.
他们父母不能工作，没有身份。
Their parents don't have a legal status and they cannot work.
他们的孩子不能够读书，因为没有身份。
Their children don't have legal status, so they cannot go to school.
他们生活完全是一个绝望的。
They live a very desperate life.
他们在叙利亚都是中高等生活的人，不是穷人。
They were like middle class in Assyria.
我们来看看他拿什么东西。
Let's see what this boy has got.
这是他们一天的食物。
This is the food for them for the whole day.
也许是他们全家一天的食物。
It might be the food for their entire family.
这是我在那里写的一首诗。
This is some verses I wrote there.
远眺黑门山雪路。
I reach for the snow.
没关系。
Mount Hermon.
心系锡安城门府。
And my heart was connected to Zion.
千万牧民逃离出
，thousands of Muslim has refuged.
家园残破生死哭
，they have lost their homes.
谁来寻找心凄苦？谁肯为主为弥足？圣愿华人永传主，以马内利遮满